Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Chaf. We left off on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. Today we're going to discuss the following topics. First, we're going to three topics basically for today's daf. First thing we're going to do is we're going to finish up our discussion of Eishes Achav Shelo Hayaba Olamo, where we're going to go through the basis of the shita of both Rabbi Shimon and the shita of the Rabbanan. Remember, Rabbi Shimon said that when the new brother was born, he would have been introduced to this woman as not Eishes Reuven, but as Eishes Shimon, as someone who was not at all Reuven's wife anymore by the time this new brother was born. Then that doesn't have an issur. The issue of Eishes Achav Shelo Hayaba Olamo. She's just Eishes Shimon, and there will be a regular mitzvah of Yibum. So we're going to discuss what the basis of both Rabbi Shimon's view is and the basis of the Rabbanan. Then the Mishnah is going to tell us about two new topics. And instead of talking about Arayos and their Tzaros, we're going to talk about something called Isser Mitzvah and Isser Kedusha. And we're going to spend a little bit of time defining what each of those things mean. What exactly are Isser Mitzvah and Isser Kedusha? Because whatever they are, the din is you do chalitza on such a relationship with an Isser Mitzvah and Isser Kedusha, but one does not do Yivum on Isser Mitzvah the Isser Chalitza. And then the majority of the daf, starting from the bottom of Amud Aleph through the rest of the daf, is going to give different explanations of why there's no Yibum, but there is Chalitza on Chayavei Lavin. Meaning, after all, Chayavei Lavin, we should say Asei, Docha Lo Sasei. Let the Mitzvah Sasei of Yibum be Docha, the Lo Sasei of whatever Chayavei Lavin they are. Almanel Koin Gadol, Grushav Chotzel Koin Hedyot, Mamzer Nasin, all those normal Lo Saseis. Why don't we say Asei, Docha Lo Sasei, and you should be allowed to do Yibum? So the Gemara is going to have three different approaches. One approach which assumes that it's in fact a Dinda Raisa, that you do Chalitza and not Yibum, which is very rare. Normally, if there's a dinda oraisa that there's a requirement, so mida oraisa would be yibum or chalitza. If it's chalitza or not yibum, that's normally an indication that something's only midrabanan. That really on the oraisa level it should have been yibum, but we don't allow yibum for some reason midrabanan, or on the oraisa level it should have been nothing, but midrabanan we require chalitza. But one possibility is going to be that there's an actual dinda oraisa of chalitza but no yibum, and then the other two possibilities are going to be that it's in fact the dindrabanan that we do chalitza not yibum, but two different possibilities of what the basis of that Din Drabanan actually is. So we left off yesterday. We're at Yosef Rav Menashe Kamei to Rav Zvid, which is the first wide line on the bottom of Yotes Amud Beis. So says the Gemara, Yosef Rav Menashe Bar Zvid Kamei to Rav Huna. Rav Menashe Bar Zvid was sitting in front of Rav Huna. The Yosef Kamar, my time is Rabbi Shimon. And he said, what is the basis for the sheet of Rabbi Shimon who allows Mrs. Reuven to have Yibum with Levi after Shimon dies, after she already had Yibum with Shimon, and then Shimon died? So Rav Huna responded, what do you mean, my time is Rabbi Shimon? Kedamar Taima. Rabbi Shimon explained his reason. He said, because by the time Levi came into this world, Mrs. Reuven was Heter Gamar to him. Mrs. Reuven was no longer connected to Reuven. She was connected to Shimon. And Shimon was, did coexist with Levi at the same time in the world. So that's the basis of Rabbi Shimon. Elamai time it Rabbana. No, the real question wasn't what's the basis of Shitas Rabbi Shimon. The real question is what's the basis of the Shita of the Rabbanan who aser Mrs. Reuven to have Yibum with Levi, even though she already had Yibum with Shimon before Levi was ever born. After all, Levi was never Eshtach Shleba Olamo with this woman. So what would be the basis for the Rabbanan to not allow it? So says Mar Amar Kra, because there's a pasuk that says Ulkacha lo liisha v'yibma. So we see that even after Shimon was miyabimur, adayin yibumim arishonim aleha, she's still considered to be Reuven's wife, and therefore she's included in kol yivama that ain ani koriba b'shas nefila yivama yavo aleha. Anytime you're not going to have a heter of yibum, she's at the shas nefila, she's usher forever. See, even though there's a new nefilas yibum because now she's being nefil yibum from Shimon, not just from Reuven, still it's going to that Isser from Reuven is going to remain forever. So ask the Gemara, but wait a second. Elohad etnan, we're going to have a Mishnah on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph that tells us that Knasa Harei Ukishta L'Chal Davar, that after the Yavam does Yibum on the Yavama, so she's absolutely his wife completely. V'Amar B'Yosef Rav Chanina, what does that mean? She's his wife completely. Melamed, this teaches us Shemegar Shabeget Umachzira, that if she ever wants to get married to somebody else, he has to give her a regular get, just like a regular husband has to give to a wife in order for her to be Mutaris L'Shuk. You don't require a chalitza. We don't say, oh, well, you know, Shimon only came to this woman because she was Reuven's wife originally. So maybe even though Shimon did Yibum on her, but if you're going to be Mater her L'Shuk, maybe Shimon should have to do a chalitza on her also. No, once she's married to Shimon, she's married to Shimon, and that's it. She's not like any, she's no different than any other wife that Shimon may have. And therefore, if after Shimon divorces her, he wants to remarry her, Machzira, he's allowed to do that. We don't say, well, how could he remarry her? There's no mitzvah of Yibum anymore. He had already done the mitzvah of Yibum, and now she's Eshes Reuven. He's going and he's marrying his brother's wife. That's an issue. You're not allowed to do that. We don't say that. No, because once Shimon does that original Yibum, she is no longer Mrs. Reuven. She's Mrs. Shimon. So the Gemara is asking on the sheet of the Rabbanan. You, the Rabbanan, are saying that even after she did the Yibum with Shimon, she's still going to be Eshes Achav Shelo Hayaba Olamo to Levi. Well, how come with her relationship with Shimon, we view her purely as Mrs. Shimon? We don't view her as Mrs. Reuven at all anymore. Shimon divorces her with a get, without chalitza. Shimon could remarry her after divorcing her. Says the Gemara, because Hasam Nami, the Gemara is asking, this finishes up the question. Hasam Nami lema v'yibma adayni b'ma rishonim alela v'tibay chalitza. Why don't we say in that case also that the pasuk v'yibma tells me that there's still the yibma rishon, still there's still that connection to Reuven, and therefore in order to be matir l'shuk, you should require a chalitza. Shimon shouldn't just be able to give her a get. So says Marno, Shaydi Asim Damakra l'kacha lo li'isha. Kivin l'shul l'kacha naskish l'chal davar. There's another gzeres hakasuv. Pasuk says l'kacha lo li'isha, and that tells me once there is a likuchin, she's ishta l'chal davar. Once Shimon does yibam on her, she is fully Shimon's wife, and all the rules of just being Shimon's wife apply. So frankly, Gemara, yeah, but then ihachi hachanami. So then, why don't you say the same thing klape Levi, that Levi should view her purely as Shimon's wife, and therefore Levi should not have a problem of Eshesach Shleya Balamo because of Reuven. Levi never knew her as Reuven's wife. No, because Hakasav Rachmana V'yibma, because the Torah says V'yibma, and that tells us that she's Asra on Levi. Umari Isa, but how did you know? So you have two psukim, one to darshan that she's fully Shimon's wife, and another darshan that she's still somewhat connected to Reuven. How do you know where to apply each pasuk? I mean, you're saying, so klape Levi, we're going to go with the drasha that she's still kind of connected to Reuven, and therefore she's Eshesach Shleya Balamo. Klape Shimon, we're going to go with the drasha that she's purely Eshes Shimon, and no longer connected to Reuven. But Marisa, what made you decide which halachos to apply, which of those drashos to? So says Mar, Mistavra Shadi Hetera. It's most Mistavra to darshan the Heter, that she becomes Ki'ishto L'chol Davar, that she becomes full-fledged Esha Shimon, which we darshan from L'Kalcha, about the man that she, the brother of her original husband, who she's Mutter Du Yibum to. Meaning, when her husband died, there was just Shimon. The Heter Yibum was just with Shimon. So it makes most sense to take the drasha that's going to tell me a full heter and apply it to the person that you already know there is a heter with. Vishadi isura a isura. Whereas the isur of saying adayin yibum na rishonim alela, that she's still somewhat Mrs. Reuven, which we darshan from v'yibma, it's more mistavra to apply to Levi, to the brother who did not coexist with Reuven and was asur to her, and to asur him from doing yibum, even in the case where Shimon did the yibum before Levi was ever born. So says the Gemara, but wait a second, Ul Rabbi Shimon da Amar, Ho Ulubo, Mutsah, Beheter, Velo Amda, Lav Shachas, Beisir, Rabbi Shimon, who was of the opinion that if when Levi was born, she was already married to Shimon, so she's absolutely Muteris to him, and if Shimon dies, Levi's allowed to do Yibum, Elameata, Achoso Me'imo. Let's say you have someone who's Asher for a different reason. She's a sister from a mother. Let's say Shimon's Shimon's sister from his mother's side marries Reuven, right? A sister is one of the 15 arayos that we learned about in the beginning of the Masechta. So Shenasa Achav Me'aviv. So Shimon has a brother from his father's side named Reuven, right? And Shimon has a sister from his mother's side who now marries Reuven. They're allowed to marry each other because they're not brother and sister at all, right? It's a half brother to Shimon and a half sister to Shimon. Then Vachar Kach Nolarach, and then after the sister from the mother's side marries the brother from the father's side, then Shimon is born. Shimon wasn't born yet at that time, and then Umeis, and then Reuven dies without any children. Tisyabim, we should let Shimon do Yibam on her, even though she's his sister, because Hol Ba Matzah Beheter, because at the time that Shimon was born, he would have been introduced to this woman as Eshes Reuven. She was already Reuven's wife. Meaning, if Rabbi Shimon is going to say that if you have an erva, a real arayos called Eshes Achiv, but by the time she marries someone else, we're going to say, oh no, she's not really Eshes Achiv anymore. Meaning she was Eshes Achiv Shloya Balama. She was a real arayos of the wife of Reuven. But we're going to say, oh, but because she's married to Shimon and you coexist with Shimon, the mitzvah of Yibam is going to override and allow us to ignore the concept that she was once your brother's wife without a makom mitzvah. She was Eshes Achiv Shloya Balama. Well, why don't we say the same thing by other arayos? Why don't we say the same thing if it happens to be Shimon's sister? But by the time Shimon was born, she was already his sister was already married to his brother, so he already had him. It says Yibum. There was already in the parsha of Yibum, so that should allow us to ignore. It's unthinkable, but that should allow us to ignore the Isra of Arayos of being his sister, and he should be allowed to do Yibum. Says Gemara, Isra Chosel Hechanosel. What do you mean? Where would the Isra of his sister go away? Meaning, she's his sister the whole time. She's his sister before he was born, after he was born, she's still his sister. So says Gemara, Hachinami Isra Achim Shloy. Yeah, but why would it be any different? Meaning the fact that that the woman is Reuven's wife, where did that Isser go to? It didn't go away just because she also married Shimon after Reuven died. So it says, Hayisur de la Sayateva, Hayisur de Isleyateva. No, there's a big difference. An Isser of Achoso is an Isser that never ever goes away. There's no heter to the Isser of Achoso. There's no mitzvah that's like similar to Yibum that overrides the Isser of Achoso. The Isser of Eshes Achiv is an Isser that by its very nature is overridden by the mitzvah of Yibum. Yibum is always with Eshes Achiv. So you're going to say that Eshes Achiv can be pushed to the side if by the time the baby was born, by the time the last brother was born, he didn't know this woman when you have a mitzvah of Yibum, we're going to say Eshes Achiv is pushed aside. But by the time he's born, then his brother's wife had already married another brother, had already done Yibum with a brother that's still alive. But you're not going to say that with Achosa. Achosa is an Isser that simply never goes away. So that's a non-negotiable. That's not something that's ever going to change. So now we move on to a new Mishnah and a new discussion. So it says the Mishnah, Klal Amru. Meaning we already said that Klal Amru B'Yivamu. We already said that there's such a thing as the 15 Arayos that not only do you not do Yibam on them, you don't do Yibam on the Tzaros. But Klal Amru B'Yivamu, Kol Shi Isser Erva. Anytime you have one of these 15 Arayos, Lo Chaletzes V'Lo Misiyavemes. You don't do Chalitza on, or Yibam on them, nor on their Tzaros. Because all of these Arayos pater from Yibam, so they pater from Chalitza as well. That's the Halacha, Kol She'en Ola L'Yibam is Eino Ola L'Chalitza. Whenever there's not going to be a mitzvah of Yibam, there's not going to be a mitzvah of Chalitza. So there's no mitzvah of Yibam, no mitzvah of Chalitza on the Arayos, nor on their Tzoros. That's the ABCs. That's what we've been discussing already for close to 20 blot. So now, says the Mishnah, a new din. But if the Yivama is not an Arayos, she's not an Isser Kares, but let's say she's Isser Mitzvah, the Isser Kedusha, a lower level Isser, what we would call an Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha, which we're going to define soon, Chaletzes V'lo Misiyavemes. Then you would do Chalitza, but you would not do Yibum. Meaning you still can't do Yibum because it's an Isser of some level, but it's not an Isser Kares, it's not a Rayos, so you're going to still have to do Chalitza. Now we have a Klal in Halacha. We have a Halacha that if a person has two Yivamos from his two brothers that died without any children, and those two Yivamos happen to be sisters, meaning let's say Reuven and Shimon were married to two sisters, and then Reuven and Shimon both die, and now Levi faces a Yibum situation with two sisters, so the Halacha is that there are asr midrabanan for him to do yibum with, because each one is achos zekukaso. Mrs. Ruvain is the sister of someone who's zakuk to Shimon, namely Mrs. Shimon. And Mrs. Shimon is the sister of someone who's zakuka to Levi, namely Mrs. Ruvain. So since each one is achos zekukaso, Levi's not allowed to do yibum on either one. It's a machlokas amarayim. We already learned why they're asr. Shmuel says because there's a principle called yesh zika. The very fact that there's yesh zika, that there is a zika, the chacham treat that zika ki'ilu, she's partially your wife already. And just like you're not allowed to marry your wife's sister, you're also not allowed to marry your zakuka's sister. So since there's a zika on each one, the other one is the sister of the zakuka. Rav says, no, it's not because of zika, but it's the nisra of being mevatel mitzvah yivamim, that each one has their own mitzvah of yibum. But if you do yibum on one of them, then the other one becomes achos ishto, which would make it usher to do yibum on her, and would be mevatel the entire mitzvah. Whereas if you do chalitza, you could do chalitza on both, and therefore handle the mitzvah as far as it relates to both of them. But bottom line is, regardless, there is this halacha that if the two yivamos that you face are sisters to each other, you do chalitza and you don't do yibum. That's only in a case where had each one fallen to yibum on their own, you would have been allowed to do yibum. It's only because the sister's also in the picture that it makes that you do chalitza and not yibum. But let's say one of them was an iser erva, like one of them is your daughter-in-law. So Ruvain happened to have been married to your daughter-in-law, and Shimon was married to Stama, a woman, to someone who's not your daughter-in-law. So achos, which is so achos she yevemta, and yicholeta som yevemes. Then Levi can do yibum or chalitza on Mrs. Shimon, because Mrs. Ruvain is not zakuka to him at all, because she's one of the arayos with Mrs. Ruvain. Then the Mishnah goes on to tell us, we already discussed, we said that Isser Mitzvah and Isser Kedusha gets chalitza but doesn't get yibum. What do those things mean? What do those words mean? So Isser Mitzvah shnios mi devrei sofrim. Isser Mitzvah means not real arayos mi daraisa, but shnios la arayos mi devrei sofrim. Things that are not listed in the Torah as arayos, but mi derabbanan are considered to be arayos. Why are Rabbanan called Divrei Sofrim? So the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, tells us that the Chachamim were Sofer the Osios in the Torah. They counted the letters in the Torah. They told us exactly which was the middle letter in the Torah, how many letters there are in the Torah, that they didn't only know, which is an amazing thing, they didn't only know the Torah backwards and forwards, know every word in the Torah, know every din in the Torah, they knew every letter in the Torah. It's a different Madrega, right? That's what they're saying about Reb Chaim Kanievsky. If you look in Time of the Kra, that it says over there, Reb Chaim Kanievsky said that there's a Kabbalah there's a Masorah from the Gra, that the Gra had said that the reason a Get is called a Get is because the letters Gimel and Tes are never juxtaposed in the Torah. So Chaim Kanievsky says Tzarechi and Ktas, because there are four other letters that are never juxtaposed in Tanakh either. Four other sets of letters that are never juxtaposed in Tanakh. For a man who never used a computer, I think they say he used a telephone twice in his life, a man who never ever used a computer, to know that there are four other sets of letters that are never juxtaposed in all of Tanakh, that's not just knowing, you know, we say someone knows it, he knows a cold, he knows it like we know Ashrei. That's knowing it a lot better than we know Ashrei. Can you tell me which letters are juxtaposed in Ashrei? Which letters in Ashrei? That's knowing every letter in the Torah. So that's what the Gemara in Kiddushin says, that the Chum were called Sofim because they were Sofer called Os for Os Shabbat Torah. They didn't just know the Dinim of the Torah, the words of the Torah, they knew every letter of the Torah. Rashi, Maseches Tzemurah, Daf Tes Zayin, quotes from Yerushalmi that says a little differently, that he says that no, the reason they're called Sofrim is because they always attach numbers to the Torah to make it easier to remember, like 15 arayos. So once you know that there are 15, so if you're trying to figure out what all the arayos are and you realize you only have 14, you'll continue to try to jog your memory until you get to number 15. Arba avos nezikin. They always attach numbers in the Mishnayos, and numbers are a helpful memory aid whenever you put numbers to something. So that's why they're called sofim. But either way, it means midrabanan. So there are shnios la arayos midrabanan. That's what we refer to as an iser mitzvah. Iser kedusha. What is iser kedusha that we're referring to? Almana l'kohen gadol, grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedyot. What we call isere lavin, right? Things that are a lo sase in the Torah. They're not a chiyuv kares, but a regular lo sase. So an almana marrying kohen gadol is a lo sase. A grusha or a chalutza marrying kohen hedyot is a lo sase. Mamzeres in nesina liyisrael, mamzeres in nesina marrying yisrael. Bas yisrael nasan mamzer, or vice versa, the bas yisrael marrying a nasan or mamzer. These are regular lo sases. Rashi points out, well, wait a second. If she's a chalutza l'koyin hedyot, grusha v'chalutza l'koyin hedyot, shouldn't she have been usher to the brother also? Meaning, what happened? Reuven dies, but Reuven was a kohen, and Shimon is a kohen, and Mrs. Reuven was a grusha from a previous marriage. So therefore, she's a lo sase to Shimon. So Rashi says, but she was a lo sase to Reuven also, because Reuven and Shimon are brothers from the father. That means if Shimon's a kohen, Reuven by definition was a kohen also. But there's a tfisas kiddushin, Rashi says. Kiddushin is tovsin, b'chayav ilavin, and therefore she's going to require a chalitza. Meaning she was, in fact, married to Reuven, even though she was not allowed to be married to Reuven. So ask the Rashash, but wait a second. We learned in an earlier sugya in this Masechta, di'i lo katani, that the Mishnayos are trying not to set up cases of where Isurim had to have been violated in order for the case to even happen. Di'i lo katani, di'i, that if a person were to have violated so you'd end up in this mess. We're not having such cases like that in the Mishnah. So the Rashash says there could have been a better Rukimta. Why does Rashi have to say that she was Asura to Reuven also, but yeah, it's Chayav Elav and Kiddush and Tovsin? Rashash says you could have said much better, that Reuven was a Cholol. That maybe, that, yeah, Reuven and Shimon are brothers from the father, but their father had Reuven from a Grusha, and therefore Reuven is a Cholol, and their father had Shimon from a regular woman, and therefore Shimon is not a Chalal. And that's how you could have had it, that Reuven's marriage was legal, and yet for Shimon, it's a grusha that Shimon is not allowed to marry. Okay, it's a good kasha why Rashi didn't come up with that example. So anyway, so says Gemara, klal asu yemai. When we said that klal amru b'yavama, what are we coming to include with the klal? So Amra from Bar Papa lasu yitzaris islandis, that we're coming to say that tzaris islandis is also pata from Yibim and Chalitza. An islandis is not pata from Yibim, on account of being an erva, she's pater from Yibam on a different count, because there's a pasuk asher tele that she has to be someone who's going to be able to have children, and she's not able to have children, but it's not an erva. And even though the islandess herself is not an erva, she could still pater her tzaros. And that's Ukat Ravasi. That's what Ravasi taught us back on Daf Yud Beis Amid Aleph, that an islandess not only is pater from Yibam Chalitza herself, but paters her tzaros as well. The Igadamri, others say, no, the klal is not coming to be inclusive of another case in addition to the 15 that paters the tzaros. It's coming to be exclusive, and it's coming to say that there are only these 15 that pater the tzaros. Kol sheisuri iser erva hu da'asira tzarasa, that only the 15 arayos actually pater the tzaros. But halo isura iser erva, but if you have someone whose iser is not an iser erva, tzarasa lo asira, her tzaro would not be aser. Lemute mai amraf lemute tzaras islandis. And it's dafka to tell me the opposite, that it's Tzaras islandis is mutar to Yibum. Only the islandis herself cannot do Yibum. Udalo Kravasi. And it's coming to tell me, not like Ravasi's Shita, that an islandis paters her tzara as well. So Kalal is coming to tell me something about an islandis. See, it's coming to tell me that we hold an islandis does pater her tzaros from Yibum, or it's coming to tell me that an islandis does not pater her tzaros from Yibum. Either way could work, because we had a machlokas about that very issue back on Daf Yud Beis. Since machlokas, Ravasi, I think it was Rava maybe, a machlokas between two Amorim about that issue. So each Amor is going to read our Mishnah the way they want to read our Mishnah. Now we said a choso shehi yevemta, that if let's say her sister is a yevama, so chaletzas v'lomis yevemes. So a choso deman, whose sister is allowed to do yibum? Ilema de iser mitzvah. If we're talking about the sister of a yevama who's an iser mitzvah, who's a lo sase on you, so why shouldn't she be aser? Kevin de midor reisa ramya kameh. Since minatora she's facing the yevama that's aser be iser mitzvah is only nisim midrabanan, so it should be a mitzvah of yibum. So it's not a nisim lav. This is talking about nisim mitzvah, which is a nisim drabanan. So pagabachos zukukaso. So it would turn out that if you did yibum with her, you'd be doing yibum with someone who is achos zukukaso min hatorah. Min hatorah, the woman who is the isur mitzvah is really chayiv in yibum. So it's a real zika min hatorah. So by marrying her sister, it's achos zukukaso. No, what we mean is the sister of an Isser Erva, you're allowed to do Yibum to. Since you're put from Yibum on the Erva herself, so again, the case is, as we explained in the Mishnah, Reuven and Shimon are brothers, they're married to two sisters, one of those two sisters is an Erva to Levi. So Levi can't do Yibum on that Erva, so he can do Yibum on the sister, because he has no Zika whatsoever with the Erva. He has no Zika at all with the Erva, so he's able to do Yibum on the sister, and that's what the Mishnah is telling me. Isser Mitzvah Shnios. Then the Mishnah defined, what does Isser Mitzvah mean? Isser Mitzvah means Shnios Midrabanan. Am I correctly Isser Mitzvah? Why would you call Dinim Drabanan an Isser Mitzvah? So I'm Rabbi, Mitzvah Lishma, Divrei Chachamim, because there is such a concept of Mitzvah Lishma, Divrei Chachamim, and that's why Isser Midrabanan are called Isserei Mitzvah. You don't do Yibum, even though Mikra Adin, the Mitzvah Sasei of Yibum, should be Docha, the Lo Sasei of Shnios La'arayos, because it's not even a Lo Sasei Da'arayos, even if it were a Lo Sasei Da'arayos, Sasei is Docha Lo Sasei. Over here it's a Lo Sasei Midrabanan, Shnios La'arayos. So really the Mitzvah of Yibum should have been Docha, the Lo Sasei of Shnios. Afal Pikein, you don't do Yibum because we're afraid that even though Asei is Docha Lo Sasei, that would only be for the first Bia. But the second Bia, you no longer have a Mitzvah Sasei, and therefore you only have the Yisr of Shnios La'arayos, so we don't even allow doing that first Bia. We don't even allow doing that original Yibum. That's how they explain. Only the first Bia is Mutter on account of the Asei, not any subsequent Bia. That's how the Or Sameach explains in the 12th parak of Hilchos Yibum in the name of the Besamim Rosh. The Besamim Rosh is somewhat of a dubious source, but the Besamim Rosh says a lot of things that are quoted the halacha, even though the Sefer itself is a forgery, right? The Besamim Rosh was someone came out and said that they had found Chuvas HaRosh, that lost Chuvas that the Rosh had written, so they called it Besamim Rosh, and they published it, and it was quoted in a lot of major poskim, right? So it's quoted all over by the Pischei Tshuva and by other major poskim, but the Chasam Sofer was one of the early people to realize and to sniff out that this was a forgery, and the Chasam Sofer in one place refers to it as the Kizvei HaRosh instead of the Kisvei HaRosh, like Sheker V'Chazav, the Kizvei HaRosh, the lies that they tell you that the Rosh said. There are certain things in there that are very, that the Rosh would have said or might have said, or it's a good forgery, but there are other things in there that are that they were able to tell that's clearly not from the Rosh. Anyway, so Isser Kedusha Almanu L'Kohen Gadol. We said Isser Kedusha means Almanu L'Kohen Gadol, Grusha V'Chalutz L'Kohen Hedyot. Isser Kedusha means a Los Hasei. By my Karilu Isser Kedusha, why are violations of a Lav called an Isser Kedusha? Tichsiv Kedoshim Yiyu Le'Lukeyem, because it says in Sefer Vayikra about all of these types of Isurim that Kedoshim Yiyu Le'Lukeyem. So they're called all Isuri Kuhuna, therefore earn the title of Isser Kedusha. Fractatosis Yomtov, well, Mamzeres and Nesina are also Isuri Kedusha. They got nothing to do with Kuhuna, meaning our Mishnah identified Isuri Kedusha as, you know, Kohen to a Grusha, Kohen Gadol to an Almana, or Mamzeres and Nesina li Yisrael. Mamzeres and Nesina li Yisrael has nothing to do with Kuhuna. Why would that be called an Isser Kedusha? So the Aruch Lenar says, really every mitzvah in the Torah, it says Viskadashtem v'Yisem Kedoshim, as we'll soon see in the rest in the Gemara. So even though the Maskanas HaGemara, that's not a mitzvah sasei for all Yisurim in the Torah, but the Lashon of Kedusha applies to all Yisurim in the Torah. So we could say it's not only about Kuhuna. So Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Machlif, Isser Mitzvah Alman HaKohen Gadol Grusha V'Chulitz that Rabbi Yehuda said, labeled them the opposite way. He said, no, Isser Mitzvah is not a reference to Dinim Drabanan. Isser Mitzvah is a reference to Los Aseis. V'amai kar li Isser Mitzvah, why are Los Aseis called an Isser Mitzvah? D'chsiv Eila HaMitzvos, because at the end of Sefer Vayikra, in Parak of Zayin, it says Ela Mitzvos Asher Tziva Hashem Asmos Al Bnei Yisrael Bahar Sinai. So it's talking about all of the Dine Kuhuna that are said throughout Sefer Vayikra. So that's why Yisuri Kuhuna are called Yisuri Mitzvah, because Ela HaMitzvos is a reference back to all of the Dine Kuhuna. Isser Kedusha Shnios Midivrei Sofrim. Isser Kuhuna, Isser Kedusha is a reference to the Drabanans. The Mai Kari Lei, why would you call Yisurim Drabanan Isser Kedusha? Amar Bayi, because Kalamakayim Divrei Chum Nikra Kadosh. someone who observes the Divrei Chachamim is referred to as a Kaddush. Therefore, we refer to those things that are Asur Midrabanan as Isurei Kedusha. Amalei Rava, wait a second. You mean to tell me that it's like some extra Madrega to observe the Dinim Drabanan? You're called a Kaddush if you observe the Dinim Drabanan? You mean to tell me, V'kol She'eino Mekayim Divrei Chachamim, Kaddush Udula Mikri Rasha Nami Lo Mikri, that if you don't observe the Dinim Drabanan, oh, you're not a Kaddush, but you're also not a Rasha, you're a fine person, you're just not observing the Dinim Drabanan. It's just that had you observed the Dinim Drabanan, you would have been on this super level of a Kaddush. So Ella Amar Rav, Rav says, no. It's the reason the Drabanans are called Isser Kedushas, Kadesh Atzmacha B'mutalach, that we have the Chacham Darshan from Pasuk. Pasuk says, Ki'am Kaddush Atal Lashem Elokecha, so we Darshan Kadesh Atzmacha B'mutalach, that you should be careful about things that are really mutter midar raisa, but that the Rabbanan make asra, like Shneos Arayos, in order that you shouldn't be nichshal in Isurim in a Torah as well. So that which is mutter min haTorah and asur midivrei Chacham are called Isurei Kedusha, not because you're a Kadosh if you observe it, but because the Torah uses the word Kedusha when it describes that which is really mutter min haTorah. Kadesh Atzmecha b'mutalach. That's why it's called Isurei Kedusha. This whole discussion, whether that makes you a Rasha or not, is actually a halachic discussion, meaning whether violating Dinim Drabanan makes you a Rasha. So we've pointed out in the past, the word Rasha is not just a pejorative. It's not just a way to make fun of somebody that he's a Rasha. The word Rasha is a halachic concept, that a Rasha is al tashas Rasha aid, that you're not allowed to have a Rasha as an aid. A Rasha is pasul aidus. So what about someone who only violates Dinim Drabanan? Is he pasul aidus? So that's what's at the probably at the core of this discussion of whether someone who violates Dinim Drabanan is called a Rasha or not. It has chaps nafkaminas la halacha in terms of dinei edus. Then the Mishnah said almana l'kohen gadol, that an almana who faces yibum to a kohen gadol only does chalitza, they can't do yibum. So kapasik batani, the Mishnah sounds like any kind of almana, lo shnam min anisuin. It didn't matter whether she was an almana min anisuin, meaning her previous marriage was a full nisuin, lo shnam min erisin, or her previous marriage was only an erisin, and now she's facing yibum to a kohen gadol. So bishlam and anisuin asay velos asay. I understand why you can't. The kohen gadol cannot do yibum on an almana min anisuin, because after all, it would be a violation of both an asay and a los asay, because the kohen gadol has a mitzvah asay of isha bivsuleho yikach, and a los asay of almana lo yikach. So vein asay docha los asay v'asay. So the mitzvah asay of yibum is not going to be docha both the asay and the los asay. So I understand why he can't do yibum. Elamina erisin, but if she's only an almana min erisin, so she's still a basula. So los asay greiduhu. Then it's only one los asay that he's not allowed to marry an almana. So why don't we say that yavo asay v'yidchalos asay? Let the mitzvah asay of yibum that he has be docha the los asay of almana l'kohen gadol. So let him do yibum on the almana. So that's the $1 million question. That's what we spend the rest of the daf on. The Gemara is going to have three approaches. Why is it that a kohen gadol does not do yibum on an almana min erisin? Almana min nisuin, I understand. Almana min nisuin is an asay and a los asay. But an almana min erisin is a regular los asay. Let the mitzvah say of yibum be docha the los asay of almana min erisin. So answer number one, Amar of Gidol Merav, the source of the isra of almana min erisin to a kohen gadol is because Amar Kra, the pasuk says by chalitza, va also yivimto asha'ara. Shein tamalomar yivimto. It already said at the beginning of the pasuk yivimto. It didn't have to repeat yivimto. It could have just said va also asha'ara. We know who we're talking about. Ma tamalomar yivimto. Why does it say yivimto? To tell me that dafka estam yivama that the pasuk was talking about is dependent on the ratzon of the yavam, that if he wants, he could be miyabimer, and if not, then he does chalitza. But yesh lo yavama achas, by repeating yavimto, it's telling us there is one type of yavama, shal chalitza ve'eno libum, that mida oraisa is eligible for chalitza, but not eligible for yibum. Ve'ezo zu chayav elavin, and that's chayav elavin, that even though you would think asay do chalos asay, no, the gzeres hakasuv, that there are that when it comes to chayav Lavin, they're eligible for chalitza, they're ineligible for yibum. Midoraisa. So says Gemara, how do you know it's about chayav elavin? Maybe chayav krisus actually require chalitza against everything we set up until now. We've been assuming that if there are chayav krisus, then there's no need for yibum or chalitza, nothing. But maybe this gzeres hakasuv is telling me the chayav krisus can't do yibum on, but you do chalitza on. I'm a krah, because pasuk says, so answer Gemara. No, the pasuk says, im lo yachbos ish lakachas ha chafetz miyabim, that Torah says that that if a person doesn't want to do Yibum, so it sounds like there is a case that if he wanted, it's some other case where if he wanted to, he could have done Yibum. And that teaches us a klal that anyone who's eligible for Yibum is eligible for Chalitza. Anyone who's not eligible for Yibum is not eligible for Chalitza. And therefore, Isurei Karis, you can't tell me that they're going to do Chalitza but not Yibum, because if you can do Chalitza, then you can do Yibum with them on a Daraisa level. So frankly, wait a second, you were so serious yourself. You told me that we have one Gzeris HaKasav that says that there are some women that you can only do Chalitza on Midoraisa, but not Yibum. And then you quote me a pasuk that says that anyone who you can do Yibum on, you can do Chalitza on. Anyone that you can't do Yibum on, you can't do Chalitza on. So which is it? So you're telling me, oh, for Chayavi Krisus, you have to be able to it's all or nothing, and therefore it's nothing. But for Chayavi Lavin, you do Chalitza and not Yibum. Mechitesi, so Harabi Rachmana Yevimto. Yeah, because I have a drasha that tells me that there is one case where you could do Chalitza and not Yibum. But Umari Isa, how do you know to apply that one case to Chayavi Lavin? Maybe it's Chayavi Krisus. So Mestaber Chayavi Lavin Tafsibu Kedushin, Chayavi Krisus Lo Tafsibu Kedushin. It's more Mestaber that you would have the opportunity to do Chalitza, or the requirement to do Chalitza by Chayavi Lavin, because at least there's Tfisas Kedushin by Chayavi Lavin. So there's some sort of connection that's a possibility by Chayavi Lavin. Whereas by Chayavi Krisus, there's not even a Tfisas Kiddushin, so there's no possible connection. And therefore, since there's not going to be Yibum on Chayavi Krisus, there's not going to be Chalitza either. I mean, that's where we're going to apply the drasha. So again, we have two competing drashas. One drasha tells me that Yibum and Chalitza are a package deal. You either can have the opportunity for both or the opportunity for neither. And another drasha tells me that in some circumstance, you do Chalitza Midaraisa, but not Yibum Midaraisa. So how do I know where to apply it? So for Chayavi Krisus, since there's no marriage whatsoever, even if they were to get married, it wouldn't work, it wouldn't even count. So that's most mistaver, that it's an all or nothing, and it's a nothing. You can't do even more chalitza. But chayavi lavin, there's at least tfisas kedushin, so that's more mistaver, that you can have a requirement of chalitza. So what we're suggesting right now is that this is a din midoraisa, that for chayavi lavin, there's a din of chalitza, but no yibum. So masav rava challenges that. Isr mitzvah isr kedusha. We said by isr mitzvah isr kedusha, by the drabanans or by the chayavi lavin, that if you do Yibum or Chalitza, Niftar Atzarasa, that will pater her tzara. Well, wait a second. We're saying that Mida Oraisa, you're not allowed to do Yibum. And then we said, and if you do Yibum on the Yisr Lav, then don't worry, the tzaros are going to be pater. All the co-wives are going to be pater. But Vizalkadat Chayav Elav Mida Oraisa L'Chalitza Ramya Yibum L'Ramya, if Chayav Elavin Mida Oraisa are ineligible for Yibum, Kibala Amai Niftar Atzarasa, why does Yibum help her tzaros out? It was something that's meaningless on a Doraisa level. So who most of love Farkla? Even though Rav is the one that asked this question, he answers the question as well. Let's study in Katani. Ba'ala Isra Mitzvah. Chalatzla Isra Kedusha. When he says Ba'alaha, that you're going to pater the Tzaros, that wasn't talking about the Chayav Elavin. That was talking about the Shnios Midrabanan. When it said that if you do Chalitza on her, pater the Tzaros, that was talking about the Chayav Elavin, where there actually is a Din Doraisa to do Chalitza. So that's not necessarily a challenge, because it never really said that if you do Yibum on Chayav Elavin and Patras Tzaros, ain't a chenami. Maybe you're doing Yibum on the Chayav Elavin is an absolute zero, because it's Din Doraisa, that there is no such Yibum. So Masav Rav Rav says, but I'll give you a different challenge. Patsua Daka Kros Shavcha, Sris Adam, and Hazakein, and Vazakein, four different cases of people who generally are Psule Kal. You have Patsua Daka Kros Shavcha, someone who's a Sris Adam, someone who was castrated by human intervention. So these are all psule kal, or a zaken who's simply not able to have children. In all those cases, o chaltzin, o miyabmin. They could do chalitza or yibum. So the Bryce explains what it's talking about. Ketzad, how could there be chalitza and yibum? Mesu, v'lehem achim, if these people die without any children, and they have brothers, v'lehem nashim, and they also have wives that are now facing a yibum situation, and the surviving brothers do mimer on their wives, vinasnu get, and then and also if they the brothers give a get to these wives, v'chaltzu, or also if they do chalitza, masha asu, then it is binding, meaning the mimer will work as a kinyan midrabanan, the chalitza will be matir these women to the shuk, and the get will be effective enough to make all these women asur to all the other brothers, v'imbalu, but if the surviving brothers are boel, the wives of the Patsua Daka and the Krashavcha and the Sris and the Zakein. So Kanu, they are Kona with such a Yibum. And the same works in the reverse direction. Mesu Achim, if the normal, the healthy brothers die without any children, Va'amdu Haim, and now the Patsua Daka and the Krashavcha and the Sris and the Zakein come, Va'asu Maimer Ben Ashosein, and they do Maimer on the wives of the deceased healthy brother. V'nosnu Get, or they give a Get, or Shechaltz, or they do Chalitza, Masha Asu Asu. These are all viable halachic events. The imbalu, and if they do bia on them, kanu, they're kona them with yibum. So but the tzuadak and the krushavka and the sris obviously can't keep these wives because also the kaiman, they're not allowed to stay married to them. Mishum shnemar lo yavo tzuadak, because the pasuk says you're not allowed to be married to tzuadak and krushavka lo yavo b'kal Hashem. They're not allowed to be married to normal people. But Rava finishes his kasha off as follows. This is the knockout punch. If you're going to tell me that Chayave Lavin on a Doraisa level have no din of Yibum, they only have a din of Chalitza, Patsua Daka and Kroshevcha and Sris are Chayave Lavin. So in Balum, Amai Kanu, why did this price say that if they do Bia, it's going to be a Kinyan, it's going to be a Yibum? That's it's Chayave Lavin. Chayave Lavin have no din of Yibum whatsoever. Mida Oraisa, according to what you're telling me. So says Gemara, you know what? We have to go back to the drawing board. Elo Amar Rava, possibility number two. Again, we said there are going to be three possibilities as to why it is that there's no Yibum by Chayave Lavin, but there is Chalitza by Chayav Elavin. So possibility number one is that it's all a din d'oraisa. So I said, it can't be that it's din d'oraisa. We don't split between Yibum and Chalitza on a d'oraisa level. Elo Amar Rava, Rava says as follows, Almanam in Erisin, Nami Asei Velos Aseihu, that an Almanam in Erisin is also an Asei and a Los Asei. Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, Kedoshim Yiyu Leilokeyem, and the Asei of Yibum is not going to be Docha, the Asei and Los Asei of Kuhuna. So Mamzerisin Sina Mayik Lemeimar, yeah, that works out very well for Almanim and Erisin. What about Mamzeris and Asina? They don't have an assay. They're just a regular los assay. So why don't we say that the assay of Yibum should be docha the los assay of Mamzeris and Asina? No, Ksiv Viskadishtem. It says Viskadishtem. Viskadishtem tells me that there's a mitzvah assay associated with Mamzeris and Asina as well. Iachi kol tarukula nami assay belos assayu. Ksiv Viskadishtem. Well, if that's the case, kol tarukula, it says, is an assay and a los assay, because Viskadishtem is said about all the mitzvahs in the Torah. It's not only Mamzeris and Asina, so there should be no lav in the Torah that should ever be nitchem mipnei asay. We should get rid of the entire din of asay dochalos asay, because every mitzvah in the Torah, every yisur in the Torah is called viskadishtem and is also an asay. Ella Amarava Sarava says, okay, we need a third approach. Third approach is as follows. Gzeir Almanam and Erisin, Atal Almanam and Erisin. You're right. An Almanam and Erisin should be allowed to do Yibam Midaraisa. We don't allow it because of a Gzeira, lest you come to do Yibam by an Almanam and Erisin. And Almanam and Erisin, we can't allow Yibam because it's Ein Asei Dochalos Asei Vasei. So really, an Almanam and Erisin, we should have said Asei Dochalos Asei, let you do the Yibam. But we can't allow it because it's a Gzeira Atu Almanam and Hanisuin. Mamzeris and Asina, Ma'ik Lemeim. What about Mamzeris and Asina? Why don't we allow them to do Yibum? Where's the Gzeira there? So Gzeira Makom Mitzvah, Atulam Makom Mitzvah. We're going to make a Gzeira that you can't do Yibum on Mamzeris and Asina, lest you come to marry Mamzeris and Asina when there's no Mitzvah of Yibum. So frankly, Gemara, El Me'ata, you're going to make such Gzeiras. Eish Asach Me'avav Lotus Yabim. You shouldn't be allowed to do Yibum ever on your brother's wife, Gzeira Mishum Eish Asach Me'imo, lest you do Yibum on your brother's wife when he's only your brother from your mother's side and not your father's side. Or Yibum, no, Yibum and Nachla tell Rachman and Mediyadiyah. There's no need to make such a gzera because everyone knows that Yibum is related to Nachla and Nachla is related to your father's family. Okay, but Isha Shein Labanim Lotus Yabim. You shouldn't be able to do Yibum on a woman that doesn't have any children. Gzera Mishum Isha Sheyesh Labanim, unless you come to do Yibum on a woman that does have children. Bevanim tell Rachman and Mediyadiyah. Everyone knows that Yibum is only if you don't have children. So Isha Zachar Shayabalama Lotus Yabim. You shouldn't do Yibum on any Isha Zachar that you coexisted at the same time in the world. So because you might come to do Yibum and Eish Yisachim that you didn't coexist with. No, everyone also knows that it's about Kiyesh V'achim Yachtov, that it's only about brothers that you coexisted with. Well, you shouldn't be allowed to do Yibum with any woman in the world, Gzeira to an islandess. So Lo Shchicha, islandess is Lo Shchicha, says the Gemara. That's not common to have an islandess. Mamzeres Nesina Nam Lo Shchicha, says the Gemara. Mamzeres Nesina is also not Shchiach. Ella Amarava, it's a Gzeira, Bia Rishona, Atu Bia Shnia. So Rava says a different answer. The reason we don't don't allow Yibum and Chayavei Lavin is simply a gezeira that the Bia Rishona to the Bia Shnia, that by the second Bia it's going to be us already. There's no Makom Mitzvah anymore, and that's why there's no so it's a Din Midir Rabbanon that you're not allowed to do Yibum, because we're afraid that you're going to stay married to her and you're going to have a Bia Shnia as well. Okay, we'll stop there, and Hashem will pick up tomorrow from Tanya Nami Hakim.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Have a good day.
See you.